Here in Washington, congressional investigators have already responded to the dismissal of the Anderson partner, David B. Duncan, saying they will seek his testimony in the case. Meanwhile, the Bush administration has acknowledged another contact between Enron's chairman and an administration official last fall, just as the company's finances were unraveling. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Investigators for the House Energy and Commerce Committee have an interview set up with former Enron auditor David Duncan. It will take place tomorrow afternoon, about 24 hours after Duncan was fired by Anderson. Among other subjects, he'll likely be asked about a memo sent by Enron Vice President Sharon Watkins last summer to Enron Chairman Kenneth Lay. Watkins wrote that she was incredibly nervous that Enron would implode in a wave of accounting scandals. That memo was released today by the Republican leadership of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. But there are now seven congressional panels poking through the ruins of Enron, and today the energy levels were up. Some of those committees had only been planning one hearing, but today staff started talking about having more. Some of these other committees' investigators questioned the Commerce Committee's initial decision to release just selected parts of the Watkins memo. One investigator said, "That's why people get so nervous about giving things to Congress. They say you'll just leak it." And Watkins' lawyer, Philip Hilder, says it surprised him and his client, who still works for Enron.
Personally speaking, puts her in the spotlight, and naturally enough, that's an uncomfortable position for any private citizen to be in.
Congress's outside investigators, the General Accounting Office, also were taking a new role in the hunt today. Chairman Paul Sarbanes of the Senate Banking Committee asked the agency to examine two key elements. First, the employee pension plan, top-heavy with Enron stock, and second, the accounting practices that let Enron hide its losses. Robert Bennett, Enron's Washington lawyer, has said the company and Chairman Lay have nothing to hide and are willing to cooperate with the investigations. Also today, a spokeswoman for the White House Office of Management and Budget said that Lay telephoned OMB Director Mitch Daniels last October. She said they talked for 5 or 10 minutes, partly about economic stimulus legislation, but not about a provision in the bill that would have been worth $254 million for Enron. This news from OMB comes after revelations last week that Lay and others running Enron called cabinet secretaries and others in the administration. They warned of the company's financial problems and in a few cases hinted that the administration might help. It didn't, and the White House is now promoting the idea that this is a business scandal, not a political one. But that proposition will be tested on Capitol Hill, and not just by the investigating committees. The administration's energy bill is coming to the Senate floor. Now that 6 meetings between Enron and White House energy planners are on the public record, Scott Stermer of the League of Conservation Voters says environmentalists will use that to frame the debate.
It just comes down to a very clear divide between whether or not you're for the corporate interests or whether or not you're for protecting the interests of average Americans. And that's a very clear picture that can be painted using Enron as a brush.
The environmentalists say the Enron issue can make a difference on the floor of the Senate this winter and on the campaign trail next fall. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.